Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood DeFi. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Jesse Krieger. Jesse, are you ready to do this?
Yes, thanks for having me, George.
Excited to have you on. Jesse is the co-founder and chief content officer of PowerFan.io. They're an organization on a mission to empower authors, creators, and fans to connect and conduct commerce in valuable new ways. Jesse, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure thing. Well, for the last 7 or 8 years, I've run a book publishing company, Lifestyle Entrepreneurs Press. And before that was myself, a published author, and went through the process of having my book be published through two different publishers. So over the last 10 years, I've had a lot of exposure both as an author and a publisher, working with a variety of creative and fascinating people. And, you know, that's sort of the trajectory coming into PowerFan, where, as you mentioned, it's our mission to help not only authors, but creators of all stripes and artists even, to leverage NFTs, non-fungible tokens, and blockchain technology to reach their existing audience in new ways with offers that haven't really been available before via NFTs, and to build their community and give their fans a sense of equity and ownership in them as a creator. So looking forward to diving into that. For me, it's just really exciting and enjoyable to be right in the intersection of creativity and commerce, and to play there in a number of ways.
I love it. So the world of book publishing is fascinating to me, and it seems like that probably over the past 7 years that you've been really working in it has changed, and self-publishing has really evolved and made it available to so many people. But how did you figure out or get excited about NFTs?
Sure. So, well, I'll give you an illustration. Over the last couple of years, we've done a number of crowdfunding campaigns for authors. And when we're doing those, we're taking whatever their business is. Let's say they have a coaching program and a training course. Then we could say, hey, if you pre-order 10 copies of my book, you'll get access to my training course. If you pre-order 25 copies of my book, you'll get access to my group coaching program for, let's say, 2 or 3 months. So then when we're promoting the book, it's not just, hey, buy my book. It's, hey, get access to this training, get access to this exclusive coaching offer by supporting my book launch. So we're taking that philosophy, and that approach helps sell more books overall, which has all sorts of benefits, and taking that into NFTs to be able to sell an entire package in one transaction. So instead of buying 25 books, you could buy an NFT that in turn unlocks access to this training program, unlocks access to a membership community or a coaching group, or really any other variation. But what is different and unique with NFTs is now that's an asset that whoever purchased it holds and themselves can resell. And so as a creator, it allows to get royalties from secondary market sales of your work. So if you sold an NFT that gives access to a training course, That person could consume the course and then sell it, perhaps for less than they bought it. And then a royalty flows back to you as the creator, and the new person got it a few months after it was released for a slightly lower price. But a transaction like that was never, there was never visibility into that before NFTs and blockchain technology.
Yeah, fascinating. So you see this and the light bulb goes off. You see all sorts of different opportunities. So, and the example you just laid out, I think makes a lot of sense and certainly resonates with people. And the use cases are probably really endless. How did you figure out the technical side of it?
Sure. So, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm the chief content officer. So I'm really in charge of like talent relations, working with creators, engaging partners, and in some ways being like a voice for PowerFan, doing interviews and such like this. And my partner, Albert, our CEO, is our technical lead. So he's an award-winning blockchain developer, has years of experience at Amazon and other established tech companies that he brings to PowerFan. And so it's really a great partnership between him and myself and our third co-founder, Matt.
Got it. Perfect. I can't even imagine.
That being said, look, I can't write the code itself, but I have made it my business to really understand this technology, the use cases, the opportunities for investment and so forth. And there's just so much fascinating stuff going on in this space.
What are some of the things that you're most excited about that you're working hardest to get the word out?
Well, I'll kind of frame that like in last year, so 2020, I believe there was somewhere around $250 million in NFT sales. And this year, we're already well into the billions of dollars of wow. NFT sale transactions. So, if I think back to like Amazon getting started, Jeff Bezos said, I wanted to build a business after I saw that internet adoption was growing 2,000% year over year, meaning 20 times more people were getting internet each year than previously. It's a similar thing right now with in the crypto and blockchain space and NFTs. There's this whole surge of awareness. There's new money coming in. Established businesses are taking a shot at having NFTs and blockchain be part of their business. And it's cool because almost anyone can play. This is all open source technology. There's lots of plug and play infrastructure code that you can use to build a new application pretty easily. And the people that are doing that, some of them become incredibly wealthy.
Nice. Well, that's certainly an exciting thing. So, all right. So if you were to sum it up, it's an opportunity to increase revenue, increase loyalty, increase engagement, give ownership to an audience. It's all these things.
Yeah. Like, let me speak to it for an author case perhaps. So, you know, in my a hobby of mine is collecting rare first edition books. Okay. So next to me in my office, I have a Ernest Hemingway, A Movable Feast, first edition. So I don't know exactly how many were printed, but that first edition printing was a finite number, and that's all that exists. And so now, decades later, and after he's passed on, those first edition books have an increasing value because of their scarcity and because of the accomplishments of Hemingway in his, you know, latter parts of his life. So if you take that approach to an NFT launch, an author can do a limited edition NFT edition of their book and have bonuses, unlockable content, even a video that goes behind the scenes of the writing or production process of the book, you name it. But now those limited edition NFTs, say there was 100 of them. Once those 100 have been sold, now if anybody wants one, they'd have to buy it from one of the 100 that hold it. And so now you can create this, you could have any number of transactions from those 100 limited edition book NFTs, and they could change hands any number of times. And you can see full visibility into that whole like mini economies, so to speak. So I think that that's fascinating. Whereas like it's like a records keeping activity to track down first edition books and like know where they all are in the world. There's not necessarily a record of that,
right?
You know, let alone participation in secondary market transactions, like after that first sale.
Totally fascinating to be able to track where all of them are. So theoretically speaking, maybe none of them will ever get lost. I'm sure that there's a lot of original manuscripts of books that are just languishing in drawers or things like that that are probably worth just priceless. They're priceless. So interesting.
I know. Just even that just gives me an idea, George. It's like, you know, I'd love to do an NFT that includes high quality images of original manuscript sections or handwritten notes from the author.
Mm.
Think of how much cool stuff you could like pull together from archives and other things and present that with a new edition of even a public works book. So here's an idea for anyone listening. You've got a lot of books from 100 years ago that are now public domain. You could spice that up with, you know, some illustrations, background, history, etc., and have a NFT version to commemorate it. It's something that we're looking at doing too.
Nice. So the secondary market, so let's use me as an example that I write a book and I sell 100 copies of the first edition. Can I then say as part of the NFT, every time the book gets sold, I make 5% on the sale and the first owner will make 95% and then the next owner, it's theirs. Can I structure that however I want?
Yeah, on the PowerFan platform, you can go up to 50%, 50. You can build in that high of a royalty. I think the sweet spot is around 10, maybe up to 20%, because you got to figure whoever's purchasing it, you know, or whoever's selling it to is missing out on part of that revenue when the royalty is built in. So if you have a 50% royalty, then you might have fewer transactions. But if you have a 5 or 10, then, you know, that could be totally acceptable and a lot of people circulate them. So these are just things to think about. But the bigger context is like the collection itself. You can track overall value of the collection, how many transactions of all the pieces within the collection have had. And there's just some really cool ways to see the overall value of an NFT issuance, like not just one, but that whole collection.
And how do I track my NFT ownership? Is it just like an email that sits somewhere? Is it like in a wallet?
Yeah. So the NFT exists in a private crypto wallet. So that could be MetaMask, popular one, could be Coinbase Wallet. Coinbase has a separate app that's a private wallet. The main thing is that it's not an exchange. Like if you go to coinbase.com, that's an exchange. You could buy crypto there, but then you'd move it into your private wallet. And that's how you'd interact with sites like PowerFan or OpenSea to buy and sell NFTs. Now, when you purchase an NFT, let's say using Ethereum, the cryptocurrency Ethereum, then it exists in your wallet and there's a tab called usually collectibles or collections, and that's where your NFTs are displayed. So it's a whole separate view from your coins. Say you've got Ethereum or some Bitcoin, that would be your token view. But in that wallet, there's also an asset view that will show you the NFTs, and that's where they exist on the blockchain and in your sole private possession.
Nice. And tell me a little bit about, or maybe give me an example for how you see rewarding fans for increased engagement.
Oh, so this is the exciting part to me, George. It's like you could say, so let's just carry forward this example. If you do 100 limited edition NFTs for a book, and now let's say after the launch, you've sold all 100 of them as the author, you could say, Okay, for everybody who's holding one of my NFTs by this date, a month from now, I'm gonna airdrop, a brand new chapter from my forthcoming book, or I'm gonna airdrop an actual token or something of value. So what you can do is you can see who all the wallet addresses who are holding your 100 NFTs and give them something additional. Whether that's tokens, whether that's an additional NFT, or whether they just validate that they're holding the NFT to get access to a group or an event or something. So what this does is it allows, like, you've got one set of marketing strategies for the initial launch, but then you can stimulate secondary market sales by saying, okay, everybody who's holding one of these NFTs by this date is going to get this bonus. And the more attractive that is, the more people are going to jockey to have one of those NFTs and buy it from someone else who does have one. So that's just an illustration, but hopefully that helps you see, like, what's the potential, not just as an individual buyer and seller of NFTs, but to create and manage a collection and have that be like a community of sorts that have like a paid tokenized ownership. Or access to that community.
Yeah, it seems like it'll just be really, I don't know if the term is unprecedented access, but just the ability for creators to probably do things that I've never even considered. What was just bouncing around in my head is, as an author, why wouldn't people want to have access to a private, digital Zoom call, in 30 days after the launch? 25 people or whatever will have access to a
It could
conversation,
be
or
a
they can,
book club,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know.
yes,
Could
yeah.
be I'm gonna have a 250 people and take them through the book chapter by chapter. We'll meet each week on Zoom for 10 weeks and have an interactive discussion about the book. So, like, that's an example of personalization, which when I think of some of the best books I've read or books that have made an impact, the natural next thought is, wow, I'd love to like learn from that person, or I'd love to meet that author. I'd love to work with him or her. And now you can bundle that in to your initial offer. Here's an NFT. It gives you content access plus the ability to connect and communicate with the creator themselves.
So why wouldn't I do this? Is it really expensive? Is it really hard if I'm the author listening to this?
Well, it's if you're somebody who likes new technology and doesn't like recoil at the idea of learning something a little bit new, there's a small learning curve, but once you get it, it's not terribly complex from my view. And that's as someone who's more on the content and creative side than the technical side, it's manageable. And that's what we do at PowerFan, is we have a platform that anybody can use right now for free to create and offer their own NFTs. But what we also do as a company is work with a handful of people in what we call our white glove service, where we set up a whole launch, we get involved in the marketing and strategy, and we do a 70-30 split in the creator's favor. So, as a business, we're both providing a platform for people to use it however they like, and teaming up with creators to do launches and try and make them really special.
Nice. I love it.
Nice.
Well, Jesse, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, I would say that we're still early enough in the game that making a play with NFTs positions you as a first mover. Like, the more that you learn and get your hands on this technology now, I promise you this will age well. A year from now, you'll be glad you did. Just like almost just about a year ago when I first got into NFTs, it's astonishing how much has happened and developed in just 12 months. So I'd say the tip is, take this to heart and explore it a little further. See where it leads you.
Well, I think that that is great stuff that definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Jesse, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with powerfan.io?
Awesome. Thanks for having me, George. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I've got a gift for everyone that's made it this far. We are going to hook you up with 100 P fan tokens. That's the power fan token that lets you buy NFTs at a discount on our platform, and other cool features coming soon. So there'll be a link wherever you're listening or watching this, and happy to hook you up. One lucky winner will get 2,500 PFAN tokens, and we can work with you to launch your NFTs. So you can click that link, and then we can be found at powerfan.io. Look forward to connecting soon.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Jesse your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to powerfan.io and check out everything they're working on, and click on the link in the notes to pick up 100 free PFAN tokens and get entered into the opportunity to win 2,500. Thanks again, Jesse.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.